About 648,000 customers remain without electricity in the tri-state area. One of them is Stephen Dramalis, who lives alone in a small house in Ocean Breeze on Staten Island. It's a neighborhood Sandy submerged under 8 feet of water. WNYC's Jim O'Grady met him as Dramalis and his neighbors were circulating in and out of each other's modest homes, cleaning up and salvaging what they could.
I came on Dramalis on Monday outside his house on Buell Avenue as a couple of Good Samaritans with supplies asked what he needed.
Toothbrush, anything like that?
A toothbrush I can use.
Dramalis is 46 and works for the city Department of Transportation. He installs signs and muni meters. 7 years ago, he moved from Brooklyn to this neighborhood on Staten Island's East Shore because he says it was cheap and across the street from the beach. He knew flooding was a possibility, so a year ago, he built a new foundation and raised his house by 4 feet. The night Sandy hit, he stepped outside to smoke a cigarette and check on conditions.
As soon as I opened the door, the water started pouring down. Shut the door, locked the door, I got to my car, the water was up to my shin. Another minute or two and I wasn't getting out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's how fast it came in.
Dramalis fled with the clothes on his back and some papers he managed to grab. Everything else was destroyed, including a set of appliances he'd bought at the end of a year-long renovation. He escaped, but his neighbor, 89-year-old Ellen Norris, did not.
She lived with her daughter here on Buell, and they got trapped in the house. Her daughter survived, and she's now in a funeral home. They're having a service for her right now, as we speak.
Dramalis stands in his gutted, muddy house and recalls that when he returned, he came on an accidental stroke of luck.
I did my laundry the night before. I put it on my bed because I was too lazy to put it away. And after the storm, my bed was floating in the water. My clothes were still on top of it. I came back the next day after the storm. I pulled all the clothes off my bed. They were all dry. Can you believe it? I had about 13 pairs of jeans, 5 shirts, some underwear, socks. Everything was still dry.
So you waded into the water in your house and you pulled your dry clothes off of your floating bed.
Yes.
He has spent the last 10 days piling up garbage on the street, digging out from the mud, calling FEMA and trying to reach his insurance company. On nights when a friend can't put him up, he sleeps in his car. Now comes a nor'easter with snow and slashing rain, high winds and forecasts of flooding. I reached Dramalis on his cell phone to ask how he's preparing for a second blow.
Getting all the garbage out in case any winds pick up.
Where are you going to stay?
Where am I going to stay?
Yeah.
I'm trying to locate a friend's house to stay in.
Do you think the water's going to come through again and hit your house?
I don't know. I'm not going to be here.
Okay, so you're clearing out.
Yeah, let me go, all right?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm working outside.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
For WNYC, I'm Jim O'Grady.
WNYC will be checking in with Stephen Dramalis in the days and weeks to come to see how he's doing.